Lord, we pray that your word would be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. May we hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. My time with the Lord today was one of my favorite chapters in Romans, chapter 4. Speaking about Abraham and how we are descendants of Abraham. And you know, God, when Abraham was 75 years old, God spoke to him that through him and through his descendants, all of the world would be blessed, right? And just making a point here that God gave a promise to Abraham before the law. So there was no works of the law that he had to do to make this promise happen in his life. And even it was given, they explain here a little bit, that it was before Abraham was circumcised. So when he was 99 years old, God visited him again. Because he had already tried to make God's promise happen, if you remember, and Ishmael was birthed, right? And a good lesson to us that God doesn't need our help, right, to make his promises happen. And that was a bad one. But so when I read here, that's kind of where what it's talking about. And after God gave him the promise again, told him that it would be through him and through Sarah that this promise would come, then he was circumcised then, which in the New Testament is just symbolic of our crucifixion with Jesus when our flesh was crucified on the cross and was buried with him, right? For the promise to Abraham and to his descendants that he would be heir of the world was not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is nullified. For the law brings about wrath, but where there is no law, there is no violation of that. And remember, as Bishop's been teaching through the book of Galatians, it'll tell us in there that the law was kind of given to expose our need, to expose our inability to keep it, right? And our need for Jesus. And it says, for this reason, it is by faith, in order that it may be in accordance with grace. So the promise will be guaranteed to all descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And I like where it says that faith is in accordance with grace, right? We've been hearing a lot about grace here, grace being everything that Jesus did for us, everything that we have in Christ, right? That it is finished, Jesus has completed it and finished it all, and we enter into it simply by faith. Not by words, just by simple faith. And you'll see that in a minute. It is written, a father of many nations have I made you, in the presence of him whom he believed, even God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist, or calls things which do not exist as though they exist. Okay? That's an important thing about faith as we're reading, you know? Faith, and I like how a guy named Manly Beasley said it. Faith is acting like it is so when it isn't so, in order for it to be so, because God said it so, right? When you act like it is, simply because God said it what is, and God said it's going to happen, so you just act like it is already, and it exists, because it actually does, right? He calls as existing those things that we can't see right now, but it actually exists in the heavens. Then it says this, it's always been kind of a peculiar passage to me, this next one. It says, in hope against hope, he believed, so that he might become a father of many nations, according to what has been spoken, so shall your descendants be. And without becoming weak in faith, he complicated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. And the hope against hope, I always just thought, well, he's kind of up against the wall. But actually what that means is the word against is just walking beside. For 25 years, Abraham was walking beside hope, right? And the other part means that at 99, he actually entered into hope. It had been there, and he had walked beside it, but he didn't understand it, right? Because hope is confident expectation that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So for 25 years, he had walked next to hope, and he finally got it at 99, and he entered into hope, right? The confident expectation. Because he, you know, is looking at his body, Sarah, like, is no way, right? He's 100, she's Was she 80? Wasn't she 20 years, Johnny? 90. She was 90, 10 years. Anything Old Testament, ask Johnny back there. He's a great Old Testament teacher. So she's 90, he's 100, right? Ain't going to happen, except God. And he brought, and he always brings us. And that's where faith, where we really enter into faith, when God makes things just absolutely impossible in the natural, right? And that's where we are strengthened and we grow in faith, which we're fixing to read in a minute. That's how God does it. That's where we're stretched, right? He loves to bring us to a place where in the natural it is absolutely impossible, but in the spirit it's going to get done, right? Again, 19. Without becoming weak in faith, he complicated his own, contemplated, it was complicated too, right? His own body, as good as dead since he was about 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God. And that word respect is actually a Greek word that means to enter into. Not just like, you know, we'd say, well, I have respect for Bill Jones. He's a great guy. I have respect. It's a different word. It means a word to actually enter into. Like you're going through something. So with respect to the promise of God, he's now entering into the promise of God. It says, he did not waver in unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, being fully assured that what God promised, God would perform. So he entered into the promise of God. It said he didn't waver. See, for 25 years he had wavered, right? When he was 99 years old, he entered into that promise. He didn't waver. He wasn't back and forth, you know, like James talks about, that we're not supposed to be, you know, let that man not expect that he'll receive anything from the Lord. Being driven, tossed back and forth, you know. I think the Lord can, I'm not so sure, you know. It's in those times where the Lord teaches us, right, to enter in. So he entered in to the promise. He didn't waver. But it says he was strengthened. The word there means he was supernaturally strengthened by faith. And we hear this a lot, and Bishop says it a lot around here. We had a lot in our Bible study too. And Galatians 2:20 actually says that we live by the faithfulness of him. That if we're in union with everything about Christ, right, we're in Christ, and everything that's true about him and what he has is true about me, then I also am in union with the faith of Christ as well, right? I'm in union with his faith. And so it kind of changed my prayer for a long time when I started when I had a hard time seeing it, right? Saying, Lord, I know you can see it, and you believe it, and I'm in union with your faith. And Lord, you have faith for it, and I'm entering into that, right? So that's not a feeling, right? That's just a reality. So he was strengthened, in other words, he was strengthened by faith, God's faith. He was strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Being fully assured, making faith simple again, that what God said, God performed. It didn't say what God said, you perform. What God says, God will perform. Isn't that simple? God, if you spoke it, you're going to perform it. And we get so attacked by the enemy when after God said of that little time between when he says it and it's fulfilled, right? We all do what Abraham did. We all walk beside hope. We can waver. But when we enter in walking in faith, that's when we're fully assured, God, you said it, and you're going to perform it, and I'm going to have the laughter of faith, as Abraham did, right? He laughed, and so did Sarah. But Abraham wasn't corrected by the Lord for his laugh. Sarah was. So it had to be a different laugh, right? Abraham laughed the laugh of faith. He said, God, this is so crazy. You know, we're going to have a kid, and I'm 100. And you're going to do it, right? He was much more, could have been a possibility at 90, at 75, right? We've heard that. Not at 100. So at 75, he could make it happen, and he did with Ishmael, but not at 100, right? It took him 25 years to get emptied of himself. And that gives me hope, right? I pray it doesn't take 25 years for me, but when God speaks, I want to be right there with the laughter of faith. God, if you said it, you're going to do it. And I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to act and speak as though it is so, even though I don't see it, in order for it to be so, because you said it so. Now, there's a part we play in that, because we can lengthen that time or we can shorten that time just simply by faith. Just, God, you're going to do it, and I'm trusting you to do it. Amen? So Abraham, it was credited to him as righteousness. Now it says, not for his sake was this written, that it's credited to him, but for our sake. Amen? Amen.